This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay. So the ladies upstairs, we're not live yet. Ladies upstairs, anybody who's less than 10 years or 12 years of age, please, you all need to go to the sides. Because we are live and it doesn't look good for the masjid to be that noisy. So the two sides, if it is closed, Sister Karima can open it for you. Are your mothers upstairs or they are here? Please take them. Allah barak feekum. Take them all. Yeah. Maryam, Zainab, to the room. You can't have a baby and he's going to cry. She's going to cry. Can't do that. So to the room, the other room, and you can hear us from the room. Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah reward you. Okay, just before I start, I'm sure everybody knows about that. Everybody registered. Don't come on Saturday right there and tell me. It would really, yani, subhanAllah, in the last 3 days, we doubled. I don't know why ICOI is lastminute.com, right? So there's 3 days left. Okay, so alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Do you all know her? Do you all know Sister Megan? Yeah. Yeah, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. This all starts, she showed up on my feed before she became a Muslim. And I was like, who's this lady? You know, she was talking with a lot of passion. Who are these women? Why they are so strong? Someone is telling me because they read that book called the Quran. Now, I know the story because I talked with the man who gave her shahada and I talked to her. So she goes and read the Quran. How many of us have read the Quran? How many of us have read the Quran? And within 1 week, this woman not only became a Muslim, she already has her hijab. This is true. This is not we asked her. Subhanallah. And when I talked to her, she already knows, mashallah. You know, when I talked to her, I didn't like, should I say salam alaikum? But I was like, let's say she's a Muslim. Wa alaikum salam. And then I don't know what I said. Oh, I said, we have a woman conference, would love for you to, oh, mashallah. And I started laughing. I was like, you already know, mashallah. She said, oh, yeah, they taught me. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yahdi man yasha. Allah guide whom He wills. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. She's going to be actually doing two sessions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Then, of course, we will have questions and answers. So please go ahead. We opened it also online for the men because we got a lot of requests. We want to hear her story, which is fine. But it's online, not for us. Here, the on-site is only for us, bi-idhnillah. طيب, let's go ahead and get started. Bismillah, let me go live first. I don't know. Where is Karima? I don't know how to do this one. Is that the one? No. I don't know. Where is Karima? Karima is a lifesaver. I honestly don't know how to go back to the Quran. Here? I don't know. No. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers. Can I kindly ask you, if you are reading the Quran, can we either read it a little bit less loud, or the NPR is also open simply because we are online. So jazakumullahu khairan. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa min wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'ain la yusma'. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. Also, I have a very good news for you. Alhamdulillah, there's a good news in the middle of all what we are hearing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows and make a lot of dua, next week we'll be doing this in the new center. Yeah, I know, because I was also very happy in the new building, and it will be fixed time. We're not going to be changing the time. It's going to be 7 to 8, and we will pray Isha together as women there. So we are just, there's just still some technicalities. It's basically, it's the elevator. We want to accommodate everybody. So inshallah, it will be ready. So keep an eye, and it will be, if that's the case, you will see a new location and a new timing, inshallah, bi-idhnillah. طيب, so let's continue. So now we said, back again, the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the story all completely in one chapter of the Quran. Allah described it as the best story. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it in a time where we really needed, where he, alayhi salatu wasalam, needed it. Basically, that the year where he lost his wife and he lost his uncle within 2 weeks. And then all the support is gone. So you can imagine what the people of Mecca were doing to him. And then when Allah sent this story, why I'm saying this to all of us, when you read this story is when you are feeling really down, go and read Surah Yusuf. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change all the misery of Sayyidina Yusuf to a real victory, He can change anything in your life or in my life or in everyone else's life. So now we talked about last week, he had the following tests in his life, which we all go through it, some of us, all of it. We have the test of jealousy. Somebody gets jealous of you. You didn't do anything. They are just jealous of you. And then you pay the price. And we know this. Then we have the next issue is going to come, the test of he being very nice, a human being, and very beautiful. What is his fault? Paid the price for it. Then you go on, and then you get the price of being in power. And then you get the biggest test to me in Surah Yusuf is the end. Is the test of able to forgive people. It's very hard. And this is one of the hardest things on somebody as much as they hurt him. There is, come on this side, there is place. Salaamu Alaikum. There is, he's empty. Oh, okay, alhamdulillah. Also here, you're all crumbled on this side. I don't know, because you're all young, but there is also some chairs here, if you want. Or you can come here also, if you want. I will leave this to you. So here we are. Last week, we reached to the point where Sayyidina Yusuf, that's it, they decide, they throw him in the well. And again, they said his age was 12, between 8 and 12. Most scholars says it's about 8. Subhanallah. 8, and we throw him in the well. La ilaha illallah. Now what happened? Now you all know the story, it's right here, right? So Ja'at Sayyara, some travelers came in, sent their bucket, and he put himself inside the bucket. Don't ask me how big is the bucket, he's 8 years of age. What does that tell you? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something to happen, He will make it happen. Don't ask me how. Like I'm in the middle of the well, who's gonna come and hear me? Allah will send somebody. And they said this is a place where it was far away, and it is where people usually travel. And the person who, we don't know who's that person. And said, oh, great, look at that. We found a man. We found a boy, actually. قَالَ يَا بُشْرَ هَذَا غُلَامٌ Young boy. وَأَسَرُّوهُ بِضَاعَةٍ They actually took him and said, okay, this is a good opportunity. Let's take him. Right? وَأَسَرُّوهُ بِضَاعَةٍ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ They took him with the intention that we're going to sell him. Ya Allah. They didn't take him with the intention, he's a young man, we're going to take care of him. No, he's a boy, we're going to take care of him. Literally, these days, what is called? Human trafficking. That's a human trafficking. When you take a human being and you sell them. Subhanallah, these days they sell them, they use them for all the illegal things, or they even take some of their organs. Subhanallah. So they took him with the intention, look at the pain, right? He left. Not by choice. When I was seeing the people of Gaza leaving, you all have seen now, right? More than 100,000. I don't know what today the number are. But you see them leaving without a choice, right? That young boy didn't even know that he was leaving. He thought he was going to play and have fun. So now they took him out, and right away, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَ وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ شَرَوْهُ For those of you who know Arabic, usually شَرَوْ شِرَا is to buy, except in the language of the Quran. It's usually to sell. Sell. So in general, it is شِرَا is to buy, but in the language of the Quran, it's sell. So شَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ They sold him, Ya Allah, a young boy, very beautiful. Imagine this, and they sold him for very few دراهم معدودة, few coins. وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ They didn't want to make out of profit. They just want to get rid of him. Look at the feelings. Imagine somebody just want to get rid of you. And why? Because they were worried that somebody will see them, and they have a young boy, and they are taking him or selling him as a slave. So the first person who says, I'll buy him, go, take him. Now the planning of Allah. Now who took him? Subhanallah, could be anybody, right? Could be a criminal, can be a criminal. Could be somebody who's very cruel. No. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرَ لِمْرَأَتَهُ Here, we don't know who's this man. The only thing we know, he's a man, bought him. And as I am saying the story, I'm going to tell you, what do you learn? So here you go. Somebody bought him. I told his wife, take good care of him. What does that tell you about the man? He's a good human being, kind, and his intention was good. And Allah paid him back. Next page, Allah paid him back. And I'll tell you when I come to this. And he said to his wife, take good care of him. Asa yanfa'una. He may be of a benefit to us, or we may take him as a son. So obviously, they didn't have children. There's a lot of things in the Quran, Allah doesn't spell it out exactly. You just have to figure out. نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. Why? That means they don't have children. نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. Then Allah tells you his hikmah. That I need to learn. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفُ. And this is how we gave Yusuf a status. وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And we're going to teach him. And I want you all to read this part of the verse and memorize it and never give this verse away inside you. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. Allah, matter will happen. Allah, victory will happen. He said it here when they bought him as a slave. And he said, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. But look at it, it's right here. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Most of the people, Allah will always prevail. That's what the people of Gaza are saying. We are not saying it, by the way. They are saying it. And we are not living in their misery. But they have that faith. Allah's will always will prevail. Allah victory. It takes time. You may go up and down. And look how much up and downs he went through. But at the end, Allah's will. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Majority of people, they don't know. But you don't know. But you, it's no way. And this is never going to happen. This is how we say. But if you really have this faith inside you, you will never say that. You know what you say? You should always say this. Can anyone tell me? لا. والله غالب على أمره. When Allah's will prevail. What should you say to yourself? There is nothing impossible for Allah. You really, we as Muslims, have faith and have certainty, should never say, Allah, this will never happen. Then you don't know Allah well. Because there is nothing impossible for Allah. أَنَا عِنْدَ حُسْنِ أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي. I, Allah saying this hadith Qudsi, I am like my servant, think of me. You think Allah will never be able to do it? Allah can. But that's what you think of me? It's not going to happen. Are you all with me? Versus you say, absolutely, I don't care if the whole world say it's impossible. Allah can do it. أَنَا عِنْدَ حُسْنِ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي. So always have this relationship with Allah. Allah can do it. Allah can change. And anything and everything comes from Allah is khair. Hadi, another statement. Even what I am seeing is not good. Even what I am perceiving, this is not what it should be. No, it is khair, and you see it in action in the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. Subhanallah. What next Allah said? I'm going to cover all this, the part where he is going to be in the house of the minister. ولما بلغ أشده أتيناه حكما وعلما وكذلك نجزي المحسنين. If you want to be like Sayyidina Yusuf, you better be the end of this ayah. Allah says he lived in the ولما بلغ أشده. He became an adult and strong. Scholars say he became 33 years old, 32. Most commonly, the strongest opinion, he became 40, 40. And 40 is an age in Islam. Has a lot of significance. Do you know that? Youth, especially on my side, it's the only age in the Quran. The only number of age in the Quran is 40. حتى إذا بلغ 40 سنة قال. This is in Surah Al-Ahqaf. When the human being becomes age 40, and then you start making dua, Ya Allah, make me grateful to what you have given me. Forgive my shortcomings. Put barakah and blessings in my offspring. So here, he became an adult now. Now, don't forget how beautiful he was. Right? Husun. In hadith of Rasul ﷺ said, Utiya Yusuf shatra al-husun. 50% of the beauty were given all to Yusuf. One person. How many beautiful things around us, all one here, and the rest is there. So أَتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. This, we gave him wisdom and we gave him knowledge. Scholars tells you he became a prophet here. Who, the only other person in the Quran where this ayah is exactly the same, was a little bit of a different, I don't have the huffaz here, is Sayyidina Musa. Allah said the same about Sayyidina Musa. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى. There, a little bit of addition. طيب. Now, before I get to the test, here I am, 40 years of age, strong, wise, knowledgeable, very handsome, living in the house of the almost the king. I have everything under me, everything I want. And now you're tested. Again. So don't say, why me? I barely graduated, and now look what's happened to me. I barely got the job, and I was so happy, and look at my boss. Don't say that. You're not better than Sayyidina Yusuf. Right? And what was, again, his fault? Now you come. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُ. Read it. The lady that he was in her house literally made a clear advancement to him. Clear. It's not like, you know, saying, suggestion, text message, you know, let's meet, let's have a coffee. La, la, la. Right? And I'm not going to go to details because of the age we have here, but that's it. She said, وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. I am all yours. This is a young man, 40 years of age. Scholars tells you he was not married. This is a woman who is very beautiful and very powerful, and he's living in her house, not living in her house. Basically, if she changes her mind, he's out again on the street. And it happened, but he was not out of the street, or somewhere else. And she said, and what did she do? She locked, وغلقت. Pay attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say closed a door. غلقت, meaning there were so many doors. She actually, not all of them, locked them. Locked them and put a huge lock on it. So nobody is there. And she looked at him and says, and they say she really dressed beautiful. And she showed all her beauty, if you read the commentary. This tells you Quran covers everything. Covers human feelings. This is a woman, fell in love with a man, right? She has power. There is no deen and taqwa of Allah yet at that point. There is no fear of Allah and presence of Allah to stop her. And that's it. Closed all the door and says, here I am, I'm yours. What did he say? Now, when I and you tested is something we want and it's very easy. And if I don't do it, I'm going to be in big trouble. The first thing comes off your mouth, tells you where is Allah in your heart. Tells you who you are with Allah. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. What does مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ mean? When do we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ? I will never do that. No, 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 no. I need you to feel it. This is a young man, right? Young man, full of desires, is a human. And this is a woman ready. And immediately he said, ma'ad Allah. Why he said ma'ad Allah right away, all of you? Because Allah is part of his life. Because Allah is number one in his life. The first thing comes out is what is very important for you. And I say this always, this example. If you go out now and your car doesn't start, and it's in the dark and you're the last one to leave the masjid, what is the first thing you're going to do? You're going to look for your phone. And if the phone didn't work, you're going to make, Ya Allah, please help me. That means the phone is number one. That means Allah is not number one. Sayyidina Yusuf, ma'ad Allah, I'm not doing this. No, Allah will protect me. Why? إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. He's my Lord, not Allah. This is your husband. He took very good care of me. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Those who act with injustice will never succeed. Where is the injustice here? Where is the character and the quality of Sayyidina Yusuf? And why Allah saved him? Number one, Allah says, we gave him knowledge and wisdom. Why? Because he's a good human man, acts with excellence. The proof is that how did he act in the test? What did he act in the test? He didn't think, you know what? Everybody else is doing it. I'm going to be in big trouble. Nobody is seeing him. What's the big deal? Right? Just let's do it and make her happy and we're done. No. Immediately comes to you, and that's what should come to all of you. Because that's a test we all go through. Maybe not in this way he went through, but we go through on daily basis, sometimes more than once or twice, where something we like and we love, but it doesn't please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of you, when you go on social media, or everybody on my right side, there is always something is going to come up where you know that you shouldn't see or you shouldn't hear. But how many of us, and this also includes all of us, how many of us say, ma'ad Allah? How many of us says, no, I'm not doing it. Nobody's seeing me. No, I'm not doing it. Ma'ad Allah. Allah will protect me. I can't do that. And then he says, how can I betray a man who took care of me? Nobility. Nobility that we are losing these days too. So your parents, now I'm going to give examples for them, you on my right side and everybody else. So your parents bought you this new phone that you were dying to get it. And they tell you, I trust you. I trust you. Okay? I don't want you to do or see A, B, C, D, whatever this A, B, C, D is. And this A, B, C, D comes to you. If you are Sayyidina Yusuf or you really like to be like Sayyidina Yusuf, and you should, you're going to say, my mom and dad did great thing for me. I should not honor them. That's what he said. And the same thing, anybody in your life, your spouse, your children, your even co-workers, they treat you well. The least we have to do is to treat them well. Including the masjid, including things that Allah gives us, we have to use it well. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَاي. He really took care of me. I'm now 40 years of age. I came here at age 8. And if I do this, I am doing injustice. Do you think when he said this, what did she do? What did she do? Now he gave her the whole lecture, right? وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. No. This is a woman determined. She knows what she wants to do and she's going to do it. She made advances to him. Hammat, meaning she had the resolve and she acted. What made him not do it? وَهَمَّ بِهَا إِلَّا. And in him, there was a thought. Tells you human beings, we all have this thought. Maybe. Could be. Look at this. لَوْلَا أَنْ رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. They say he saw the face of his father in front of him. Yeah, because a scholar says, what is this burhan? What is this proof? He saw from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that kept him strong. Some says he saw his father's face in front of him saying, don't do it. Allah knows. Again, this is all scholars. There's nothing clear in the Quran, but there is something happened that prevented him. I say not prevented him, protected him. Why? What does he have that Allah send him something to protect him? Don't I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send me something to protect me so when I'm weak, when this is something I want to do but I know I shouldn't do it, what do I want from Allah? To protect me. So when I say ma'ad Allah, Allah respond. To get to that point, you need to build a relationship with Allah. You need to build a relationship with Allah before that. 7, Allah will shade them on the day of judgment. That day that there is no shade except the shade of Allah. Only 7 categories. That hadith, I learned it, I was age 13. Changed my life. 7 of them. And one of them is exactly Sayyidina Yusuf. Imra'a, dhatu jamalin. رجل دعته امرأة ذات جمال وحسب. A woman, a man, a young man. The young man is very important. Young man, 40 is young. Was called by a woman of beauty and status, Sayyidina Yusuf. And he said no. That no And I want all of you to know the value of that no. How difficult is that no can be. But that no will give me or will make me worthy of the shade of Allah on the day there is no shade. You know how hot it's going to be that day, the day of judgment? You know how hot it's going to be. Do you think it's hot when it is 100 degree here or 104 or whatever? The sun will be as close as you can see it. Very close, you can't even see it. And there is nothing, there's no air condition, there is no air, there is nothing except the shade of Allah. Seven people will be called, honored to be under that shade. And one of them is this, a young man, and they say it's a young woman. These days it's the same. A young woman or a woman who is tempted. Yani temptation is not like nothing is happening. So no. It's when you are tested. When the temptation comes to you and you like it, this is the most important thing, is you like it. And the only reason you didn't do it, not because you cannot or you don't like it, the only reason you didn't do it is because Allah is seeing you. Then I deserve to be under His shade. Did you see the relationship? The relationship? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهُ. Learn this word to come out of your mouth, not when you are upset. Is when you really need to run to Allah. لَا مَلْجَأَ مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ. There is no refuge from you, Ya Allah, but to you. Let's all learn not to say, oh my God. Say, Ya Allah. Let's learn whenever we are happy to go to Allah. And when we are not feeling good or not happy, also go to Allah. And that's when Allah says, كَذَلِكَ نَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَى إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. We made him see that thing. Some says it's an angel. Some says he saw his father's face. But there's something happened that pushed him back. Why? And Allah says, it's our plan. Allah's plan. So we can save him from fahsha. And fahsha is actually intimate relationship outside marriage. That's the word in the Quran. We want to protect him. Why? He is one of our chosen servants, or he is a servant who does with sincerity. He is mukhlasin or mukhlasin. Most of the qira'at is mukhlasin. Allah chose him. Question for everybody. Do you want to be chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you want to be chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course. Of course. What will qualify me? My name? My look? My height? My degree, my wealth, my children, who I'm married to, where do I live, how big is my house? I wish. All of us will be. None of that. He was a slave. He was a slave thrown in the well. Nobody knew who was he. Nobody knew his father was a Nabi, his grandfather, Sayyidina Ibrahim. Nobody. What saved him and what will save you and me is when I am focused on Allah, and I do things for Allah, and when the test comes in, when you're fasting in Ramadan, it's a long day, and you really are dying to have this water. You know how that feeling, how we all. Or you're really tired up there. Ya Allah, I can't do this 8 rak'at. And then He sends you something makes you very comfortable. Why is that? Something you did before and came to you now. Because that's what He said. Allah saved him. Allah saved him. Look at her now. Now you pay the price. And how do we know he didn't want it? Because he ran away. He ran away. Literally, he ran from her. And they went to the door, and guess who they see at the door? It's a beautiful story, actually. It's really like a story full of, you know, excitement, right? It's like we say Egyptian movie or we say Indian movie, you know, it's like full of excitement. It's like, what is going to happen again? Well, he ran away. Okay, where did he go? He went to the door. Remember, she closed all the doors? So the only person can open a door is a person who has a key for the door. And guess who was he? Her husband. Now, when he ran, before he get to the door, she captured him and she pulled him and he pulled forward and his, again, the shirt. But this time the shirt get torn. She was a strong woman, for sure. or he was a strong man. I think both, because he ran in one direction, she ran in the other direction. The shirt was torn. Why I'm saying this? Because the fact that the shirt was torn saved him and proved his innocence. His innocent. Now look at the woman. Don't you be like this woman. So immediately she see her husband. Immediately turned it upside down. What are you going to do about somebody who wanted to hurt your people? Oh. Rabbi, you just planned all this. Immediately she turned it. You know when somebody, you say, I love you, and whatever, and then you say something they don't like, it's a third person comes in, immediately they change. They start saying all negative things about you, and you're going to say, what? You just said you love me. So she said to her husband, what are you going to do about somebody who wanted to hurt your family? And then she gives, look at this one. There's a subtle here, beautiful subtle here. Except she also told her husband what to do. Either you're going to put him in jail or a little bit of punishment. You know why? She loved him. She loved him, so she didn't want him to be really hurt. But she needed to defend herself in front of her husband. Right? Now, the husband has his doubts. It's not easy to fool people, by the way, regardless how smart you are. SubhanAllah. And he said he called the third person. They say it was two opinions. It was one of the wise people, a cousin of the husband, or they said it was a young man. And they said, what do you say? And see how Allah saves you. There was a shirt. He ran. She captured him. Then they were strong, almost fighting. And she made a big slit in the shirt. A very fair man. He looked and says, okay, let's look where the shirt was torn. If it was torn from the front, she's saying the truth. And if it was torn from the back, he is saying the truth. Why is that? One person. Why is that? Why, if the shirt was torn from the front, she's saying the truth? Meaning he was trying to approach her, right? And she was pushing him out. And he is coming. So look at the direction, right? He was coming and she is pushing him out, pushing him with his shirt. He's coming. The shirt was torn from the front. The opposite. He was running. She was catching him. Allah, every verse in Surah Yusuf is a lesson to you and me. Allah can create means and ways to save you, to prove you are innocent, or also to show you're lying. And Hadi, right away, her false statement was obvious. So be careful. Be careful, especially when you say, Wallahi, be careful. That Wallahi is looking at you, and he's seeing you, and he's hearing you. So now, what is he going to do? The husband, he said, you know what? Let's keep it quiet. Let's not talk about it. You go and ask Allah for forgiveness. Yusuf, stop doing this. And that's it. Basically, let's khaliha sukkati, as we say in the Arabic language. Let's make it hidden. Nobody knows. Let's not talk about it. Good luck. It became the talk of the town. And who talks? Please forgive me. نعم وقال نسوة في المدينة نعم. That's your Quran, is not mine, right? Look at this one. Some woman of the city gossiped. They said, look at her. She became crazy about him. How many of us have done that, said that about somebody? Don't show me hands. No, I really mean it. We say things so cruel about people and we don't know the truth, and we say it as we have 100%, and then we start spreading it. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ مْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ مْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ بسم الله تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِ قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا إِنَّا لَنَرَهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. They are all sitting, sipping coffee in the coffee shop, in homes. Did you hear? Did you hear what happened? That's what we do. That's what we do. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because Allah, another lesson in here, He showed us that when you talk about somebody, you will do the same as that somebody you're talking about. When you put people down, when you put especially women, especially in their honor, you talk about them, oh, she got divorced, and you start all talking about it. And nobody say, it is not my business. No one should, or no one said, and they should say, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني. The sign of good human being or a good Muslim is they stay away from things that does not concern him. But they talked about it. And not only they said what happened, no, she's crazy about him. She's a married woman. Even if it's true, it's not my business. It's true. Allah told us it's true, but it's not my business. Why do I want to talk about it? Is it going to get me to Jannah? No. If anything, it's going to make my Jannah a little bit far. إِنَّا لَنَرَوْهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. We see that she is really, really out of her mind. She went astray. What happened to this woman? Now look at this woman. Be careful who you... She heard it. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ. And Allah called here gossip makr. Makr is wickedness. She heard it. What did she do? You talk about me, wait and see. So she invited them, all of them. Now this is the wife of the governor. Everybody is going to come. This is the house. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ. She invited them. I don't know what she said. What she said. Bright event. It's going to send a text message. She sent a card. I don't know. أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ. You all come to my house. You're welcome. Wow. Wow, she's very strong, Hadi. She invited them all. What did she give them food? What did she serve them? Anybody? Fruits. Now why fruits? She planned it. You plan, talk about me, see what I'm going to do to you. Hadi, the story of Sayyidina Yusuf is amazing. It shows the reality of the human being, the emotions we all go, the plots we all do. And she said, okay, I'm going to give them fruit. So what do you need when you eat fruit? You need a knife, right? I have to cut. And she didn't ask him to come out right away. No, they were eating, enjoying. And then he comes. And he said, Hasha lillah, what is this? They saw him. And they thought they are eating the fruits, cutting the fruits. They are actually cutting their hand. قَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنْ. They kept doing this. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Who was he? And they say, no way, this is a human being. هَذَا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is an honorable angel. Scholars from this verse concluded that angels are very beautiful. Subhanallah. So it's actually I still remember 15 years ago, was one of the questions in the Aqidah class. Prove from the Quran that the angels are beautiful. And we were always like, where is that? It's this verse. They looked at him, he was very beautiful. And they said, it's not, and this is something for all of us. It is not only his beauty, his physical beauty. They said the way he conducted himself, the way he dressed, the way he even walked and talked stunned the woman. So it's not only the way you look, it's the way you act and dress and carry yourself. This is not a human being. This is angel. What is his fault? So he is beautiful. He dress well. He speaks with honor. What did I do? And then she looked at them all. She's very strong. Said, that's the one you are all backbiting me about. You will all have done the same thing if you were in my shoes. That's what she said to them. I didn't cut my hand. And then she said it frankly. She says, I wanted him. He said no. And if he's not going to do what I want, this time she's angry. He is ليزجنن, even the word in the Arabic language, for those of you who know, the way Allah used the words even gives you an impression, the feelings you have to do. He is going to be in jail forever. وَلَيَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ, and he is going to be humiliated. Ya Allah, 40 years, beautiful, finally. Then you get fired from your work. You go through difficulty in your marriage. The children start giving you a hard time. But you're still living in the dunya. You're not in jail. And that's exactly, what did he do? Which choice he chose? This is for everybody. This is choice. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you go through the difficulty, or you're going to take it the easy way. And let me just save myself. Nobody knows, whatever. Let's make her happy and then I'm fine. Qala Rabbi, Allah. The dialogue between Sayyidina Yusuf and Allah is amazing. Qala Rabbi, sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilayya. He said, Ya Allah, being in jail, way more loving to me than disobeying you. He didn't say disobeying you, what they are calling me, what she is calling him for. Obvious disobedience. And he looked at Allah and says, Ya Rabbi, I love you more than anything. How many of us have done that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You say, Ya Allah, I love you more than anything else. I love you more than my children, more than myself, more than my career, more than my beauty. And you prove it. It's not only a word. We don't even say it. أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ, he used the word love. مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. And Ya Allah, if you're not going to move them away from my path, I am going to be weak and I am going to do what they want me to do. أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, I am going to do what they want and I'm going to be from the ignorant. What a relationship he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 40. And half of the time he's being tested, one after the other. Ihna one test. And why me? Well, here I am. Why pray? Why fast? Why donate? Right? Subhanallah. Still, in spite of that, she wanted him in jail. Yeah, she convinced her husband. ثم بدا لهم, here go, here you see it. Here he said, Ya Allah, my Lord, I would rather be in jail than do what they invite me to. And if you're not going to turn their cunning or their plotting away from me, I might yield to them and fall into their ignorance. I'll do what she wants to do, right? Allah removed her from him. He listened to him, but she did not. She convinced her husband. ثم بدا لهم من بعد ما رأوا الآيات ليسجننه حتى حين. No, they knew he was innocent. The shirt said he is innocent. The wife said it. No, she wanted him in jail. Be careful of those people who get very upset with you and they can really hurt you. Don't push people to the limit. Because when people get to the limit, they may do things that is really painful. Unless what they are asking you to do is disobedience to Allah, let them do whatever they want to do. But I'm talking about in general. If you know somebody has a temper, don't turn the button of temper, of anger with him or her. Because you may end up hearing things or getting things done against you don't want it. And he was put in jail. Subhanallah. What did he do? In this whole second scenario of his, or second phase of his life, he did nothing. Ended up in jail between 3 to 5 years, some say 7 years. Yeah, not a one day or two. What did he do? Nothing. So wherever we are tested, we are not tested as Sayyidina Yusuf. And whatever test we are facing, at some point I say, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I did something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to not elevate my ranks, but to remove my sins. But what about him? But the scenario in his life, everything had happened to prepare for the second or the next phase of his life to get him to the top. So whenever you go down, life puts you down, test, feelings, whatever, people, friends, this is not the end. This could be the beginning of going up, but just be patient and turn to Him and ask Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, learn what He wants us to learn and always turn to Him. Number one and two and three and four. And there's a dua, I love it, of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I think I shared it with you sometime. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Wa hubba kulla man yuhibbuk. Wa hubba kulla amali yuqarribuni ila hubbik. Ya Allah, I ask for your love. I want you to love me because I don't deserve for you to love me. What am I going to do that Allah loves me? I mean, honestly, what are we going to do? What deeds? That whatever we do that Allah loves me? وَحُبَّ كُلَّ مَن يُحِبُّكَ. And I want everyone who loves you, Ya Allah, to love me because it's contagious. If they love Allah and they will love me, I'm going to be following them and doing everything they do. وَحُبَّ كُلَّ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُونِي إِلَىٰ حُبِّكَ. And the love of every deed that will get me to your love. Allah يحب الصابرين, make me sabr. Allah يحب الشاكرين, Ya Allah, make me grateful. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي والماء البارد عند الظما. Ya Allah, make your love more beloved to me than myself and my family and the cold water on that hot day. Ya Rabbi Ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. Again, just a reminder, this coming Saturday,